Greg Clugston in Washington, where the peaceful transfer of power is taking place on this inauguration day. President-elect Donald Trump is on Capitol Hill after sharing a limousine ride with President Biden from the White House. This hour's swearing-in and inaugural speech are being held in the rotunda under the Capitol Dome. The proceedings were moved inside because of cold weather. Among those attending are former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama, Supreme Court justices, members of Congress, and guests of the incoming president. After the ceremony, Donald Trump has promised to sign dozens of executive orders to fulfill a range of campaign promises. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With more news, here's John Scott.
In one of his last official acts before leaving office on Inauguration Day, President Biden has pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The issuance of these pardons, Biden writes, should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing. Biden's move comes after President-elect Trump warned of an enemies list of those who'd crossed him and pledged to punish those involved in efforts to investigate him. It's novel to see clemency granted for someone who has not been investigated yet. The outgoing chief executive says these are exceptional circumstances.
Correspondent Jennifer King says incoming President Trump has also promised pardons as he enters office. With SRNNews.com, winter has much of America in its icy grip.
Then there's the snow.
You know, 2 to 3+ inches stretching all the way from portions of eastern Kentucky up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard. He says interior parts of New England could see up to 8 inches of snow. And the cold weather forecasted for Washington, D.C., moving the inauguration inside.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures students' sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump beginning his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. After 15 months of battle, a ceasefire takes effect in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen.
There are people who are hoping in Gaza to get back to their homes. There are those family reunions in the West Bank for Palestinians, the Israelis, the three women who came out. So those are all positives. The issue is, first of all, Hamas is still there. They showed that when they paraded with their guns. Quite symbolic, but making a point. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister has been telling the BBC this morning that that's not acceptable for them. Hamas has to go.
China's vice president held meetings with the U.S. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and business leaders, including Elon Musk, on the eve of Donald Trump's inauguration. It comes as the two major powers tackle ongoing tensions over trade and technology. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.